Ah. That was an obscenity-free Cat Power song.
Whee! No, there was so little obscenity in that song that I'm offended.
I want to call the FCC.
I want more obscenity on my radio.
Please do. Crossbone Style, you can find that track on the recent Everything is Nice Matador Records compilation, or presumably on one of their own albums.
They work exclusively on compilations. They refuse to release their own album.
That's okay, man. That's okay.
It's respectable.
All right. Right about now, little segment, you know, a little briefer than normal, but still going to be full on. Still going to give you what you need, and what you need is a reason to get up, get out the house, and get out in the community, meet some people, meet the world, experience things, see flowers, see snow on top of flowers, see people interacting in the snow on top of flowers. Just see all kinds of great things that you can do out in the community to make your life a little bit better. And wouldn't that be a little bit good? Super happy fun time. Public service announcements.
That was our...
Do you guys just plan that?
No.
Okay.
This is improv on the radio here, yeah, man.
That's nice, man. It's good that you both knew to go up.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we didn't plan it. We did it while you were finishing up the intro there, decide that we weren't going to... I didn't want to make Matt beatbox because his lips would be dangerously loose. And we haven't been able to get him in for a tune-up lately, so... Yeah.
Ow!
Sorry, man.
All right, please join WEFT in celebrating Women's History Month by tuning in the week of March 25th to the 31st as several shows devote their time to female artists, composers, and issues. In addition to WEFT's regular Pretty and Twisted, Rock, Wednesdays 10 p.m. to midnight, Women Making Waves, Sundays 1 to 3 p.m., and Radio Girl, alternating Sundays 10 to 11 a.m., these shows are among those participating in the special event. Now, it says feel free to pick and choose the shows you want to read. So I just wanted to point out that it has listed Sunday the 26th, Celtic Music Go Bra Go Bra from 4 to 8 p.m. will be part of it. Ambient Drift, Ambient Experimental Goth from 8 to 10 p.m. Nocturna Canica at midnight to 2 a.m. And See You in Hell from 2 to 5 a.m. Those will all be participating. Making What Jail Is Like the only bastion of testosterone. Woo! On Sunday.
What?
March 26th. No! No, hell no, we won't go!
I don't know if I've told you yet, but Matt and I worked this out. We haven't told the organizers yet either, but we are actually going to do what we can to support that. And we are actually going to be women on that song.
Oh, awesome!
Yes. We got to swing a pretty nice deal.
Mm-hmm.
We get to be mildly attractive women.
I wasn't aware. I didn't get that memo.
Right. I was really racking my brains for ways to, to participate, to hook up in the Women's History Month vibe that, the rest of the station is doing, and I really couldn't come up with anything.
Let's just get a bunch of women down here to dance around in bikinis.
I think that's great. I think that we can really be more supportive.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, definitely. And make us cookies and bear children. What?
Rockin', yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Oh, man. Send hate letters, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I want to know in the midst of all that? Why, when's it going to be a Matrupia History Month?
National Matrupia Month. Seriously, did you know?
There's a lot about me that people, could do dioramas on in grade school.
And if you'd like to know more, check out your public library.
That's right.
The Dewey Decimal System number is 807.24.
M-A.
That's Matt Troop. Books about Troop.
Oh, that's what I'm waiting for. So damn it.
I think we should counter-program and make that Matt Troop.
I would like to kind of move back to the times of Roman emperors when, they would set aside a month for themselves. You know, Augustus is like, see, Julius got a month. I want one.
I want one, too.
Yeah,
Octavia.
Yes, there should be a 13th month, and it shall be called Clinton. And it will be very warm during that month, although it will become cold again during January, for January was not so powerful as I, Clinton.
January.
I think we should just claim 6 months for What Jell Is Like.
You think so?
Maybe like the latter half of the year.
Yeah, Rotting Corpse of Lawrence Welk History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get the entire Sunday block participating in that vibe?
Let's see if we can.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go work on it.
He likes it.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's not a smile. It's the usual dead pale grin that he always has.
What do you got, man?
The public is invited to a free lecture entitled Winter Blues or Seasonal Affective Disorder.
The cut to the public's house. Ooh, that's us. We're being invited. Oh, great. Oh, okay. Cut back.
Signs, symptoms, and treatment. To be held Tuesday, February 15th at 7 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library, 505 South Randall Street, Champaign. Seasonal Affective Disorder, or SAD. Is that on purpose?
No, that's not good. That's not, you know, clever. That's, no.
Can happen anytime. That's what you get when you make up a disease. Can happen any time of the year. Symptoms can include irritability, social withdrawal, and sleep disturbance. Mark, describes you perfectly.
No, I'm not sad.
The lecture is sponsored by the Champaign-Urbana Mental Health Public Education Committee, which is like CumHPEC. Yeah, that's real creative. And we'll feature local speakers Joanna Kling of Centerpoint and Kevin Elliott of the Pavilion.
What a really unfortunate last name Joanna Kling's got.
That's so unfortunate.
That's Tuesday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Champaign Central Library. Seasonal affective disorder.
Okay. Free tutoring services for adults available from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday evenings at the Drop-In Skills Center at the Douglas Branch, Champaign Public Library. Services include free job coaching, tutoring and reading skills, and GED preparation. Registration is not required. The Douglas Branch Library is located at 504 East Grove Street in Douglas Park, Champaign. For more information, call the library at 356-4455. This bit is my own conjecture. This is not necessarily part of the PSA, but I think the free tutoring services, I think they're tutoring people in the ways of becoming killers. The Douglas Park's producing massive amounts of ninjas.
I'll buy that.
Every week.
Don't turn around, people. You got a shuriken right in the back.
God, I love shurikens. I agree with you. I've seen their Wily Ninja making ways.
First time that's ever been uttered.
Wily Ninja making ways. Mm-hmm.
That's actually a show earlier today.
It's Wily Ninja Sundays, WEFT at 2 p.m. Wily Ninja making ways.
Yes, Wily Ninja making waves will be helping out in the Women's History Month. Cool. We're not.
Actually, they have a group for the community that you can join called Wily Ninja Making Waves. And they kind of do
waves that make Wily Ninjas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
You know, or they're making waves in the community, and they help people.
Well, I heard that Wily Ninjas Making Waves is actually trying to do some counter-programming of their own and declaring March Wily Ninja Making Month.
Yeah.
So
not too successful.
They want to, you know, teach everybody how to make Wily Ninjas. Performing artists of exceptional promise and demonstrated achievement are invited to the annual auditions of the Great Lakes Performing Artists Associates. That's us, guys.
Sweet.
We're Great Lakes?
Yes.
We're associates.
The Performing Arts Associates Concert Office serves emerging, experienced, and established artists in Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Michigan.
I like emerging artists, but by the time they get out, you know, that's kind of crap.
See,
get
first
back
to
the womb.
Yeah, the first mistake right there is that they're not offering any free refreshments or food.
Right.
And if they want, if they want performing artists to show up, that's what they would be
free
doing.
Free food, because we haven't eaten in months. Auditions for the 2000-2001 artist roster will be held in Chicago. Can you be on the injured artist roster?
The designated artist.
Can you go to the minors and get called up? Auditions for the 2000-2001 artist roster will be held in Chicago on April 21st. If you are a dancer, an actor, or a classical, folk, or jazz musician, and your programs are suitable for presentation at colleges, museums, festivals, or community concert series, you may apply for an audition to the Great Lakes Performing Artists Associates by contacting Dave Claytor, ruler of Hiberia. Claytor. That's his last name. Aww. Claytor. Dave Claytor, last man on Earth. Can he fight off the flesh-eating mutants? Bearer of the mystic sword, Turtle Flesh.
I will kill you, Claytor.
No, you will not, for I am Claytor, master of darkness. So you can contact Dave Claytor, master of darkness.
Boy, if Claytor is listening right unholy. Now, he's a really, really happy guy.
Cut to the What Jail Is Like Conservatory for Young Comedians. All right, kids, you got to find the funny. Bring out the funny. Now, does the guy have a last name?
Yes.
Is it dumb? If you say it in a thick voice, does it sound dumb?
Yes.
There's the funny. Hit the funny.
Okay, sir, but I don't think that's really funny.
What do you?
Cut back. Claytor! Defender of the universe!
I will get you, Claytor. I'll be back! You may have won the battle, but not the war, Claytor.
Claytor saved us!
It is too late, Claytor. I have laid my evil demon babies on your planet. They will hatch in 5 minutes.
Get the princess! Only she can help us now!
Oh, what can I do? I'm just a princess. I don't come back until the last half of the movie.
Give us a kiss, princess. Ah, now Claytor shall go out and defend the universe, as is his title. Demon babies, Claytor. Prepare to die. Robot, punch fists. Yes, the universe is going sick for Claytor and his
spawn.
You can contact Dave Claytor at 734-485-1331. For details.
Sometimes I just gotta gnaw on the headphone cord.
It's not libel. It's the only way to keep me defender of the universe.
Oh no, I know it's not, man. There's a law. There's a law.
Parkin College will offer a workshop entitled "Freelance Feature Writing: How to Write What Will Sell, How to Sell What You Write, How to Sell Everything You Own When What You Write Won't Sell."
Okay, cut to that workshop. I have a great idea. It's about a story about the defender of the universe. His name is Claytor.
Sweet. And then he's got to fight this big demon guy.
Yeah,
but the demon hatches these babies out of his butt, and they're all over the planet.
Yeah, so they get the princess, and he gives him, and the princess gives Claytor a kiss, and then Claytor uses his robot punch fists to stop all the demon babies.
Oh, sweet.
Cut back.
On Wednesdays, February 2nd through March 8th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in room L239. This course will inform freelancers about the tools and techniques on research, how to write a feature story, and how to market a feature.
So I think that's cool, because Parkland College has authored a lot of stories.
Mm-hmm.
Parkland College has a few features on
their belt. The latest novel, man?
Oh, my God.
The courtroom drama?
Yes.
Susan Trudeau, who writes for The Octopus, State Parks and Recreation Magazine, and several other state and national publications, will be the instructor. There is a fee to attend. For more information, call 351-2546. For registration information, call 351-27-2571.
I wonder, why is it that every PSA in this box has, there is a fee of, and then they have the amount, and then always scratch it out with pencil and write, there is a fee.
Mm-hmm. You think that who's ever writing the PSAs will just not, you know, put the fee in there, they'll just stop writing that after their superiors have crossed it out and cursed their name several times.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a good question.
Maybe it's a little game that they just play on their superiors.
We'll tell them it costs $50. Maybe they'll read it.
The machinations behind the PSA.
You're this close to losing your job, people. It's not worth the joke.
It's a veritable junta running the PSA box. The documentary, The Struggle for Maxwell Street, will be broadcast Friday, February 11th, starting at 8 p.m. here on WEFT. It's about time we started struggling to save streets.
I think so.
Yeah. Somebody should struggle to save Green Street.
There's nothing worse than a runaway street.
No, that's true.
We just gotta...
Well, a street on the rocks, a street headed down its own dark path.
Right. And headed to a dead end, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, really, 18 in life, you got it, Green Street.
18 in life to go.
18 in life, you got it.
This hour-long program has been provided by the Maxwell Street Historical Preservation Coalition. An attempt to keep the most important part of Chicago blues history from vanishing completely.
Yeah, you're crying.
I thought the actual bluesmen
were... 18 in life to go. He fought like a switchblade, that Green Street did. No one could bring him down. Oh, no.
The program gives a brief history of the Maxwell Street neighborhood and contains interviews of concerned musicians and residents. I don't know. Where are the apathetic musicians and residents and all this?
Sitting at home.
The show will be of interest to blues fans and historical preservationists alike, finally bringing together those long, separate camps. Fought a vicious and bloody war midway through the last century. Information on how you can help the MSHPC, Historical Preservation Coalition, will be included at the end of this important documentary. That's Friday, February 11th, starting at 8 p.m. here on WEFT.
18 in life, you got it.
Left to go. Whoa.
Your crime is time.
And it's 18 and left to go.
Sometimes I just have to chew on my headphone cord.
Claytor!
Rob! The sequel, Claytor 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
I'll be back, Claytor.
All right, let's get off to a song, but a couple quick technical notes. During the week, if you're a fan of WEFT, but you're at work where you, you know, live under an oppressive regime, much like fascist Germany, except with, you know, the whole ethnic hatred replaced by not letting you listen to radios.
happens a lot.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and you want it to turn out like Swing Kids did. You can listen to us on your computer. www.prairienet.org/weft. Weft is now broadcasting on real audio. Supposedly works, supposedly is good. I haven't tried it myself because I've got a radio and I don't work, so I don't really have anyone telling me what to do, save my cats, who occasionally plead for cat food. But you can tune into Weft on the web that way. You can give us an email, us specifically going directly to us. Me and Eric sit around and read the emails out loud in funny voices that we get. It's very cool. whatjailislikeyethotmail.com to interact with us in a much more passive-aggressive fashion. And the phone number is 359-9338 because we very much need you to give us a call right now because we've got very much Radio Herald.
Radio Herald is a kind of like an electronic email of love. It's a what you do is you give us the subject, and we write you the content. You give us a word, a phrase, a sentence. We'll take that and from it develop a business letter of epic proportions. What we need from you is a suggestion right now at 359-9338. Fly Weft. So give us a call while this next song is on. And I'm still looking for the X-Files episode, so if anybody taped it tonight, please call me, or at least if you saw it, call me and tell me what happened.
359-9338.